Construction and manufacturing businesses can be open for business today under Massachusetts' new complicated four-stage plan to gradually relax coronavirus restrictions. Churches and houses of worship are also permitted to open as long as they take health precautions. Next Monday, some retailers and service businesses can reopen as long as they, too, take precautions. This morning, we're going to explore reaction to parts of the new plan with the help of three WBUR reporters. We begin with WBUR's Simone Rios on how some cities are making their own decisions about continuing restrictions.
In New Bedford, Lawrence, and Somerville, the mayors all agree the new guidelines are based in data and well thought out. But not everybody thinks what's right for the state is necessarily what's best for each city. Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone says while he agrees with the decision to open construction, he thinks it's too soon to open houses of worship and personal care businesses such as barbershops and beauty salons.
Municipalities are in a unique position and the most informative position to understand what is occurring in their neighborhoods, in their cities and towns. We play a critical role in making sure we achieve success across the Commonwealth and slowing the spread of the virus.
The state's Reopening Advisory Board has laid out the reopening of the Massachusetts economy in four phases, each lasting a minimum of 3 weeks, with an increasing number of businesses and institutions opening under each phase. If COVID-19 trends start going in the wrong direction, certain industries, regions, and even the entire state could need to return to an earlier phase.
Here in New Bedford, we have fewer cases overall, but we're on a different trajectory from the rest of the state.
New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell.
We're leveled off, whereas the state as a whole is on the way down, so we have to be a little more cautious.
Mitchell says he largely agrees with the state's plan to reopen the economy, but he says his administration might need to tweak some of the guidelines to prevent a larger outbreak. That's partly because of New Bedford's industrial economy and because the city still hasn't seen a decline in COVID-19 cases.
I think it's fair to say we're on a plateau right now, but we are, unlike the state generally, we're not on the downslope. So we have to be more cautious, particularly in places like large workplaces where it's sometimes difficult to maintain physical distance between employees.
In Lawrence, Mayor Dan Rivera says he agrees with the guidelines. He sits on the Reopening Advisory Board and plans to follow its recommendations to a T.
I think the beauty of this is that it's based on the public health numbers. If we ensure that people do the mandatory guidelines, then we're going to be okay. And then we're making sure that people have the plans for opening. And then we're going to go and enforce it.
Enforcement could be a challenge for cities and towns tasked with ensuring compliance with the new guidelines. And Rivera says the most effective enforcers will be the people of Massachusetts who don't want to get sick. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.